This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Wednesday as we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. They include a property loss. Somebody lost their glasses. They were just on my head. Red and brown dispatch handled. We'll take care of it.
Do you got to get that call?
No, I don't. Like, who calls during police block?
Don't you know what I'm up to right now?
Well, I had a call yesterday, and they called like three times.
Oh, great.
And it was a 301 area code saying that I have been abusing my Social Security number.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know how I did that. And for me to call them right away. So the first thing they'll say is, what's your Social Security number?
Yeah.
It's like, well, wait a minute.
Well, you tell me which one's getting abused.
Yeah.
And we'll see if they match.
Yeah. So, it was a recorded message. And, of course, I was abusing it, Russ. So.
I don't want to know how.
I don't know. Drug-related, East Coulter. A fentanyl patch was found on the floor inside the door of an establishment. Yeah. Officer responded, patch was unopened and disposed of in the drug disposal lockbox at the law enforcement center. So, it's those are like gold to the drug addicts, right?
I guess,
fentanyl. Yeah. That's the big one. That's what you want.
And now, in either somebody who legitimately needed it and they got home and said, oh, no, where's my patch? Or something else.
Yeah. Animal call, Julie Lane, received a report that there are two dogs outside without food or water. Oh. An officer responded, dogs do have food and water. He spoke at length with both the reporting party and the owners of the dog. Disposition assistance, Kevin. So there's going to be some dirty looks between the neighbors on Julie Lane, Ross.
He spoke at length. How much can you say?
Yeah. Animal deceased north of Zorka received a report of a dead poodle on the edge of the street. An officer responded, it was a chunk of ice.
Okay, I don't feel so sad anymore. Sorry, kids. Your pet chunk of ice is no longer with us. It got too warm.
The summer came in and melted your dog.
Ah!
Well, wouldn't you want, like, sort of think to go check before you call the police?
No, I mean, there's lots of chunks of ice on the side of the road.
Is.
Almost no dead poodles.
No. Traffic stop on East 2nd. Traffic stop made. Driver confused and had problems producing her paperwork. The officer contacted her husband and spoke with him about her ability to continue driving. Her husband said he would speak with her doctor. She was issued a warning for running a stop sign. Disposition, warning issued. Let's see. Animal call other South Day received report of a very skinny raccoon. Maybe it's a raccoon model. You don't know. Officer responded, raccoon captured, will be sent for disease testing. Disposition completed.
And don't they do that like post?
Usually the raccoon does not survive.
Well, a really skinny raccoon, bring him a snack immediately.
Theft on East 1st, received report of a shoplifter that had already left the store. Case under investigation, disposition, CK. So we're on a razor-thin profit margin here, people. Come on.
That Mars bar is going to tip the scale.
Yes. Disturbance, North Gilbert, received report of an intoxicated female knocking on a door. An officer responded, no one in the area. He spoke with a reporting party. The person they thought was knocking on their door is in jail. Disposition completed. So,
she's got an alibi.
Yeah, that person has at least an alibi. And
I know it was this person.
Somebody who looked like that person in jail. So, suspicious activity, north of Zorka. A vehicle was parked oddly on the street. How'd you park your car? Oddly.
It's a Dodge, oddly.
It was discovered the owner was having mechanical problems. Disposition completed. So the cops show up, and this guy's already flustered with having a broken car.
Now he's having emotional problems.
Yeah. Traffic stop, North Hamilton. Traffic stop made. Driver issued a citation for speeding, doing 39 in a 25. Warning for failure to maintain a single lane, failure to stop at a stop sign, and no driver's license. Citation definitely issued. Good. How do you get up to 39 on Hamilton anyway with that big, the big dips there?
Yeah.
Animal stray on East 7th. A St. Bernard dog showed up at a residence. Initially, the reporting party said she would hold on to the dog until the owner was found. She called back and said the dog was destroying her house. The dog was taken to the animal shelter. Owner contacted, issued a warning, animal running at large. And, of course, failure to obtain a dog license for a St. Bernard.
Yeah.
Two animal shelters.
Did he have the little cask of brandy?
Yeah, well.
He can come over to my house.
Sounds like it drank the brandy before it went into the house.
Maybe.
And then started trashing the place.
Come get this dog, quick! Yeah,
and those St. Bernards, they're not little tiny lap dogs, right?
No.
They can trash a house if they want to.
Yeah.
Let's see. Traffic stop. Improper right turn disposition. Warning issued. Just can't turn. I'm a good driver, except I can't turn very good. Okay.
Those turns are hard.
Let's see. Speeding. Animal stray, West Coulter. Pit bull running across the parking lot. Ah! Officer responded, didn't see the dog running around. Dog gone on arrival. Welfare check, North Division. Request to check welfare of a person. An officer contacted the person. They were fine. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. That's when you get the rubber glove out, Ross, and you check to see if they're fine or not. We'll determine if you're fine or not. So, Animal Stray, North Division, received report from a resident of a dog that showed up in their backyard. The owner also called in looking for their dog. It was returned to them, issued a warning for animal running at large, returned to owner. So I think that dog had an actual license.
Yeah.
That one dog in Powell.
Dang, we're missing out on that city revenue.
Yeah. Disturbance, South Ingles, received a complaint of a neighbor that was blaring their music, and it was shaking the caller's front glass door. Officers responded, advised they spoke to the subject, advised them the complaint, they turned down the music. Disposition completed. This at 6:45 p.m., so dinner hour, let's blare little Justin Bieber.
That's quite a stereo you got there.
Yeah. Animal bite, Aspen Lane. Received report of a person bitten by a dog. Case under investigation. Disposition. CK. So the case file has a picture of Fluffy on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, there you go. Then if it's a dog getting out loose, then there's going to be a problem with you.
Could be.
Yeah. Animal Stray, E7th, report of a St. Bernard running at large. PSO responded, not able to locate it, gone on arrival. I think that has to be probably the same one.
Could be.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a ton of them in town. But.
No. Animal Noisy, Julie Lane, received report of a dog barking for a while. Officers responded, advised that they were in the area for about 5 minutes before the call and didn't hear any dog barking. They also checked the area when the call came in. They didn't hear anything again. Unfounded. So, it's those neighbors on Julie, Ross. They're fun.
And one person's a while is another person's couple of minutes.
Yeah. Let's go over to Cody real quick, find out what happened. Traffic complaint, Cody High School, gray Chevy pickup swerving in the senior parking lot that almost hit someone. So there's a special parking lot at Cody High School for the seniors.
Oh.
Yeah. So
didn't know that.
Yeah. Traffic complaint, Bighorn Avenue, when bus stops around 6:45 a.m., cars are blowing past the school bus when it stopped to pick up kids. So that stop sign that comes out from the school bus doesn't pertain to some people.
I mean, who knows not to stop for a school bus?
All these people.
That's pretty basic.
They're busy, though. Abandoned vehicle, Greenacre Mobile Home Park. RP says that there is a white camper parked in the overflow lot that belongs to her ex-boyfriend assistance, Kevin. So she'll rat him out a little bit.
I'd be happy to drop a dime on this guy.
Yeah, I just don't like him much. So let's get this taken care of. Animal call, Sheridan Avenue. I'd be advised there are 5 to 6 cats still at this residence, and she has seen running around, unable to assist. So they're not going to go deal with their cats. Okay. So,
is there a previous cat problem?
I guess, and she lost count after 5. Sounds like.
Well, they're hard. You know, sometimes you count the same one twice.
Yeah, they're running around. Yeah, so, yeah. Disturbance, Sheridan Avenue. RP states that she is at a friend's house, and the friend's boyfriend came home and started yelling. Assistance, Kevin. So,
how about try leaving?
Yeah, get out of there. So, let's see. Assist other agency, Blystein. RP requesting help with the below listed person, disposition CK. So, somebody just needs help. That's why you call the cops, I guess. So, anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. If you see Tim working, it's just a chunk of ice over there. Aldridge's. Oh. Anyway, appreciate the Powell Police and the Cody Police for today's Police Blotter Report.